Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before we get started, we're going to start with Kareem Hunt, but some news from the NFL. Dustin and I were planning on talking a little bit about Colin Kaepernick and the AAF conversation.
Yep.
And Charles Robinson of, he's Yahoo, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yahoo. Reports Colin Kaepernick has withdrawn his collusion suit against the NFL. Right when we were about to talk about this.
Wow.
And he's saying Charles Robinson is suggesting that there's been a settlement.
Yeah. Because he signed a confidentiality agreement, so there'll be no further comment by either party.
Interesting.
Cash money.
Does that mean he gets a job now? Well, we shall see.
Not in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. why you say that?
I don't know. I just can't imagine that at this point. He got all his money from the league. He's going to come back.
Well, we don't know what he got.
I'm guessing it was pretty substantial.
I would think so.
Yeah, I guess so.
For him to settle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
And both parties don't want it talked about?
Right.
Seal the documents?
That's pretty standard.
Make you go away.
In these, that's pretty standard.
Yeah. Well, I guess the NFL was worried they were going to lose.
I think the NFL probably just wanted to go away.
They just wanted to go away, dude. They have so much money. It's like, even if they gave him like $100 million.
That's nothing.
Nothing. Just go away.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing, it should have never come to this.
Sure.
Should have never come to this.
Sure.
Unfortunately, but it is what it is.
So does he go to the AAF now?
I doubt it.
Need the money.
The report was he wanted $20 million.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's over 3 years or 1 year, whatever it is, but... If I were them, I wouldn't pay him $20 million.
I would.
If I were him, I wouldn't play for $100,000 or whatever the guys are getting paid.
If the AAF can afford $20 million, you know what that would do for them publicity-wise?
It's a good point.
I'd do it. I'd go get him. I don't know if he can play anymore.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
He'd create some eyeballs on games.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they could have gotten Kaepernick and Tebow.
Yep.
I mean, they could have gotten eyeballs.
I mean, at some point, you have to have talent in that league.
Yeah, but well, and Kaepernick's good.
We don't know if he's still good. Like, he's been out a long time.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long time in NFL terms. But we know Tebow's not good. He's not good.
No, we know that. And he hasn't played in even longer.
But it would at least, it would get eyeballs, which is what they need. They need eyeballs.
Yeah, and they got decent ratings that first week.
Yeah, but that's...
But will that last?
XFL got decent ratings.
Let me ask you something here about this Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, for the guy... Supposedly, he was trying to create awareness for everything, and
what do you mean supposedly?
Well, he's suing the NFL for a collusion case,
right?
Why not just go through with the case?
Right?
Why take the money?
Right. That was kind of my first thought when you started talking. Was if it's really
it's not
that
about
important,
the money.
If it's really that important to you, and it's not about the money, then take it to the end.
Right.
What do you mean it's not that important?
If he wants to sue the NFL and believes he has a case, a strong case,
right?
Then why not go through with the case?
But what does that have to do with what he's standing up for?
No.
He was suing for being blackballed from the league.
Yeah. So then did he not get blackballed from the league or what? What happened here?
I think it's pretty obvious he got blackballed.
So then why
the
not go through with the case? Maybe you get more money. Maybe you make the NFL look
or
bad.
Maybe you're embarrassing the NFL. Like, that's your whole point.
If your point is to embarrass the NFL because they didn't give you a job because you took a knee.
Yeah.
Why settle here?
Carry this to the end.
Why not take it to the end?
I don't know. I can't speak for him. I'm not sure.
What do you think, though? What's your opinion?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he could do some good with the money. Maybe he wants to just spend the money. I'm not sure. I don't know. How would I know what he's thinking?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Maybe he thought he didn't have a case.
But if he didn't have a case, I think, why would the NFL have settled?
A lot of these cases get settled because they just want the PR to go away.
Yeah, but was the PR getting any worse? I mean, it is what it is. People have already chosen sides on this. Nobody's going to change their mind. So I don't know that the PR is going to get any worse. Here's the official statement from, I don't know if this is their lawyer, Kaepernick's lawyer. Just says, for the past several months, counsel for Mr. Kaepernick, Mr. Reed, have engaged in an ongoing dialogue with representatives of the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievance. The resolution of this matter is subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by any party.
So it goes away.
That's it. I don't know. Can he even say, how much he got?
No, but I think it's fair to say he got more going this route than he would have played in the NFL the last 2 years.
Probably.
And between this and Nike, he'll make far more money than he would have.
Oh yeah, the Nike endorsement deal.
Oh.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So he doesn't need the NFL at this point.
Yeah.
Unless he just wants to play football.
Right.
Pro Football Talk just tweeted over under for the Kaepernick settlement, $49.5 million.
I'd take the over.
I just even know where to. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Do you even know how much he was suing for?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a specific amount. But interesting timing on this. After the story comes out yesterday that he reportedly turned down wanted $20 million to play in the AAF.
Yep.
And maybe he doesn't want to play football. The reality is Colin Kaepernick has not said.
He's been under quiet. The radar.
You know, he's doing his thing, and other people have complained for him,
right?
But he hasn't really said anything, about himself. Occasionally, he tweets in defense of other players,
yeah,
but he hasn't really spoken about his desires or what he wants to do in terms of football. I can't even remember the last time he did.
I can't remember the last time Colin Kaepernick spoke on the record about any of this. I mean, he's done some events and things like that.
Yeah, commercials and that.
Yeah.
Well, again, he's been out 2 years.
Yeah.
Dustin, 2 years after you quit playing, could you have gone back and played?
No.
I mean, 2 years is a long time to miss in the NFL.
How long was Michael Vick out for?
That's a good
question. He was in prison for
18
a year.
Months, wasn't it?
He missed
months?
Two seasons. He played the 2006 season, played again in the 2009 season. So he missed two seasons.
Yeah. Okay, so it can be done.
And
it's still a long time.
And then even when he came back in 2009, he barely played. He only took 13. He only threw 13 passes.
He was a backup.
And then he became 10. A starter again, 10, and became and was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick at the time.
Vic was older too.
Vic was 26. He missed his age 27 and 28 seasons. How old's Kaepernick? I think it's about the same.
I thought Vic, probably, I thought Vic would have been a little bit older, but maybe not.
Let's see. Kaepernick. No, he's older.
Cap's older?
Wow, he is significantly older. Kaepernick is 31.
Wow.
I
would not have guessed that either.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like he was like 27.
Yeah, he missed his age 30 and 31 seasons. So he is older, but he doesn't. He's got a similar amount of mileage to Michael Vick in terms of how much they played before. Kaepernick had played six seasons in the NFL, but really only played five. His first year didn't play much. Michael Vick had played six seasons in the NFL, so they both were gone for seasons 7 and 8. It's just that Kaepernick was older.
Crazy,
it is. But at the time when Kaepernick was gone, when he got blackballed, or at least in my opinion, he got blackballed, he was clearly good enough to be in the NFL. In fact, he was good enough to be a starter. Probably,
he was definitely good enough to be in the NFL.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, clearly,
yes,
he was. He was probably somewhere between the 21st and the 35th best quarterback in the league, somewhere in that neck.
Out of a league that employs 64 to 96.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, he was at worst, he was a top backup.
Yeah.
And was probably worthy of being a starter. I mean, if you look at some of the bad starters that have started in the last couple of years, I don't think anybody thought he was a great player, but he had his moments. But at this point, I mean, it's fair what you guys are saying. We don't know if he could still play, and we don't know if he wants to play.
Right.
And there's no reason to believe that at this point anybody would give him a chance. It did seem like there was at one point the Ravens had met with him or about to meet with him. I know Ray Lewis spoke about this. We were looking at this article. you know, this was a few years back, and then his girlfriend put something. I don't remember exactly what she did, but and that apparently torpedoed the whole thing.
I think if he came back, it would just not much good could happen for him if he came back at this point. Other than winning, he'd have to win a Super Bowl. Like if he comes back and doesn't play as well, then all the critics are like, "See, told you."
Yeah, the less he stays out of the spotlight at this point, his legend grows.
The bigger he gets, yes, that's what I'm saying. It's only downside for him to come back now in any league. It doesn't matter, AAF, NFL, doesn't matter. It's only there are more bad outcomes for him than good at this point. Because now he's a martyr. If he comes back, he's not a martyr. If he comes back and struggles, well, then they were right. Everyone else was right.
Right.
True. He doesn't need the NFL. Right
doesn't
now.
Need the NFL. Doesn't need the money.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I don't know. Is he? I don't know that. Do you think about it that way?
Sure.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. He. I mean,
but
he
if you want to play, you want to play.
I don't think he wants to play at this point. And he certainly doesn't need it.
He doesn't need it.
He will go down whether you like
him. Maybe he does need it.
Whether you like him or not, he will go down in history as one of the historical figures in the NFL.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, no doubt.
But not if he comes back and ruins his legacy. He doesn't.
But if he came back and he played at a serviceable level, where he was just, you know.
Then he's just a guy.
That'd still be a big part of the story. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's better to just. It's better for him, for his legacy, if he just stays out.
You think every player just cares about the legacy?
A lot of them do.
Yeah. Maybe.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Because guys who play for six teams the last 3 years of their career, they don't care about their legacy.
Yeah.
But those are
it's a wild subject. I mean, I think he probably will never play again. Probably not.
There's two sides to this, too. I mean, like, because people now are, like, on Twitter saying, well, see, the league is admitting that they were wrong. But from his standpoint, if he had a case, then you just go all the way to the end with it.
Right.
And stand up for the other players who in the future can have their right to not be blackballed.
Yeah. I don't think you could take it as either side admitting they were wrong. I wouldn't take it that way. I think the NFL, I would think that the NFL thought they had a chance to lose. And so they settled. I don't know, but I don't know.
I would be. The more I think about this, I'd be curious from his perspective why he chose to settle.
Why? Right.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to allow his doubters to add fuel to the fire that he was just about the money.
It was just a money.
It wasn't. It was a money grab. It wasn't about proving your case. You know what I mean? Because why not just go through with it?
Yeah.
But it's not about the money. You're gonna play the case out, regardless if you get a dollar or not.
Right.
You know. I don't know.
What if he uses that money for, you know, he, I don't know what he's been doing recently, but I remember reading an article maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, about he donated over $1 million to different charities, you know, and what if he takes this money and it all goes to charity?
He might, but we don't know that.
Right. Yeah. And if he does, good on him.
Yeah.
That's great. Good on him.
Yeah. I mean,
if he builds like youth centers in inner city, like, that's great. Go.
Yeah. So then, like, if we say a money grab, but he's using it for, you know, not if he's lining his pockets with it,
right.
And then you could say, well, this is all bogus. He was just doing it.
But you'll never be able to know, because it's not like you're going to know exactly how much money he got and where the money's going to go.
That's true. Well, somebody will report on it, probably. The NFL Players Association just put this out.
What's up?
Today, we were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid collusion cases. We are not privy to the details of the settlement, but support the decision by the players and their counsel. We continuously supported Colin and Eric from the start of their protests, participated with their lawyers throughout the legal proceedings, and were prepared to participate in the upcoming trial in pursuit of both truth and justice for what we believe the NFL and its clubs did to them. We are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well. That from the NFL Players Association.
So. It'd be hard to sue your employer and then go work for him after you settle with him.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I don't know how that all works, but I think I'd be surprised if he ever plays in the NFL again.
I'm telling you, if I'm the AAF, I scrape together every dollar I can.
Or the XFL?
I'd call him up, yeah. Yep, I'd call him up. From a league's perspective, absolutely I want him. I'd go get him.
You know, obviously there are some fans that didn't like what Colin Kaepernick protested sure. against police sure. brutality.
Yep.
And there are also other people that were huge supporters of him and his cause and what yep. what he stood for. I wonder, yeah, if there's a group of people who may not even be big football fans that would watch the AAF or the XFL if he went there. I don't know. But certainly, it would. If nothing else, it would create a huge storyline for that league.
Oh, of course. Which yeah. is what they need more than anything right,
right
now.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.